James Comey contradicts Brennan's testimony on P-Dossier influencing Intel community report. By Aaron Klein on December 24, 2018. New York, in testimony, former FBI Director James Comey contradicted the claim made during previous testimony by former CIA Director John Brennan that the anti-Trump dossier was not in any way used as the basis for the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. The dossier, authored by former British spy Christopher Steele, was produced by the controversial Fusion GPS firm. Fusion was paid for the dossier work by Trump's main political opponents, namely Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee, DNC, via the Perkins Coie law firm. A January 6 U.S. Intelligence Community, IC, report released by Comey's FBI. Brennan, CIA and the NSA under Mike Rogers assessed that Russia attempted to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. It also claimed that Russia worked to aid Trump's electoral victory. In testimony before the House Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform Committees last week, Comey stated that material from the Steele dossier was indeed utilized in the IC report. Internally, the FBI referred to the dossier as Crown material. So do you recall whether any quote, Crown material or dossier material was included in the IC assessment? Representative Trey Gowdy, RSC, asked Comey. Yes, Comey replied. I'm going to be careful here because I'm talking about a document that's still classified. The unclassified thing we talked about earlier today, the first paragraph you can see of Exhibit A, is reflective of the fact that at least some of the material that Steele had collected was in the big thing called the Intelligence Community Assessment in an annex called Annex A. Annex A in the report was titled, Russia. Kremlin's TV seeks to influence politics, fuel discontent in U.S. The annex, like the rest of the report, contains the following disclaimer. This report is a declassified version of a highly classified assessment. Its conclusions are identical to those in the highly classified assessment, but this version does not include the full supporting information on key elements of the influence campaign. Comey went on to describe a conversation that he said he had with Brennan about how to include the dossier material in the IC assessment. Gowdy, do you recall the specific conversation or back and forth with then-Director Brennan on whether or not the material should be included in the IC assessment? I'm hesitating because I don't remember whether I had that conversation. I had that conversation with John Brennan, but I remember that there was conversation about how it should be treated. Comey's descriptions are at direct odds with a statement Brennan made during May 2017 testimony before the House Intelligence Committee in which Brennan claimed the dossier was not in any way used as the basis for the intelligence community's assessment on alleged Russian interference. Brennan repeated that claim during numerous news media interviews. Comey is not the only former top official involved in the IC report to say that the dossier played a role in the report's conclusions. As RealClearPolitics.com documents, former NSA Director Rogers wrote in a classified letter that the dossier played a role in the IC's assessment and a dossier summary was included in an initial draft appendix. In a March 5, 2018, letter to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, Admiral Rogers informed the committee that a two-page summary of the dossier, described as the Christopher Steele information, was added as an appendix to the ICA draft, and that consideration of that appendix was part of the overall ICA review/approval process. James Clapper, who served as Director of National Intelligence under the Obama administration, conceded during a CNN interview that the IC assessment was able to corroborate some of the substantive content of the dossier, implying that the dossier itself was a factor. I think with respect to the dossier itself, the key thing is it doesn't matter who paid for it, Clapper said. It's what the dossier said and the extent to which it was, it's corroborated or not. We had some concerns about it from the standpoint of its sourcing which we couldn't corroborate. But at the same time, some of the substantive content, not all of it, but some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment which from other sources in which we had very high confidence to it, he added. It was Clapper's agency that released the intelligence community report. The purported inclusion of the dossier may help to explain why Rogers' NSA assessed the conclusion that Russian President Vladimir Putin favored Trump and worked to get him elected only with a classification of moderate confidence, while the FBI and CIA gave it a high confidence rating. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.